It may be spying, but it's not a threat. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Pentagon says about a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon.
Currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground.
Spokesman Pat Ryder.
The balloon has been floating over sparsely populated areas of Montana, and we've been told that there have been discussions both here at the White House and across the river at the Pentagon about potentially shooting it down, but military experts reportedly warning against the idea over concerns about falling debris.
The area it was over has an Air Force base and nuclear missile silos.
We are hearing from the governor of Montana, who says from the spy balloon to the Chinese Communist Party spying on Americans through TikTok to CCP-linked companies buying American farmland, I'm deeply troubled by the constant stream of alarming developments for our national security.
Fox's Mark Meredith. China's urging calm, a spokesman saying they have no intention of violating any country's territory. Two police officers are in critical condition in St. Louis, shot late last night trying to stop a robbery suspect. They fired back, injuring him. A cop in Memphis is extremely critical the day after he and a partner were shot.
As the two officers attempted to talk to the individual, he produced a weapon and shot one of the officers. The second officer returned fire, striking the individual.
Kelly McAllister with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says that gunman was killed. A victory in court for gun owners' rights advocates. A federal appeals court ruled in a case out of Texas the government cannot prevent people who have domestic violence restraining orders against them from owning guns. It'll be up to 50 degrees in parts of Texas, into the 40s in Arkansas. Welcome relief from an ice storm that still has more than 300,000 homes and businesses without power. The bad weather now is up north. Wind chill advisories warning stretch from Montana to Maine.
Negative 40 to negative 60 degrees will be possible in some of these areas, especially in northern New England.
So that's meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A killer is still on the loose in Sayreville, New Jersey, where someone murdered Republican City Councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor. She was shot in her SUV Wednesday night.
Sayreville is weeping. We are all weeping in between trying to process this despicable act.
Karen Bailey Biebert is the Sayreville Republican chairwoman at the Murdaugh trial in South Carolina.
The judge is considering whether prosecutors can admit evidence Alec Murdaugh committed financial crimes as proof of motive in the murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul. Gene Seckinger was the bookkeeper at the law firm at which Murdaugh was a partner and detailed how they uncovered Murdaugh was diverting legal fees into a personal account rather than having that money go to the firm.
If you get the money written straight to you, what is that?
The money's taken straight to you,
Yeah. That
would be stealing it.
An attorney and good friend of Murdaugh's, Chris Wilson, also told the judge that Murdaugh admitted to him he'd been stealing money after his law firm asked for his resignation. At that time, Murdaugh still owed Wilson tens of thousands of dollars. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We're going to get an update on the economy later this hour. The January employment report expected to show a slowdown in hiring. Economists predict fewer than 200,000 jobs were created last month.
While the pace of job growth is slowing, the labor market is still tight, with many employers, at least those outside of tech sectors, hesitant to lay off workers. The unemployment rate is anticipated to tick higher to 3.6%, down from 3.5% in December, which matched the lowest level since 1969.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. President Biden may react later when he's in Philadelphia. He's going there with Vice President Harris. They'll be at the Democratic winter meetings. Also, he will tout the new infrastructure law helping for an upgrade to the city's water system. Ahead of the report on Wall Street, stock futures are falling, coming off of a mixed day when the Dow dropped 39 points, but the Nasdaq surged up almost 400. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.